Hi, I'm Lisa, and our mouse chatters today are Chris, Bob, and Lauren. Welcome.
Hey.
Hello.
On today's show, we're going to be discussing Star Wars Weekends. This is going to be a fun show, because I like Star Wars Weekends. I like Star Wars.
Do you really? I didn't know you were a fan.
I'm a fan. I'm certainly not... what's the Trekkie version of Star Wars?
Is there? I don't think there is. Geek? Major
just
geek?
Star Wars geek? I don't know.
But so
I'm not one of
those. So you don't paint your face? And...
No.
No.
You don't have a Princess Leia outfit?
I didn't say that.
That you greet Steve at the door? Hello, Steve.
No. No, I don't. It's more like Jabba the Hutt, trust me.
Oh, stop. I've seen you. There's no comparison to Jabba the Hutt.
The hardest part about Princess Leia is putting your hair into those buns. I would imagine that takes hours.
No, it's not.
You know what it doesn't take? It doesn't take hours. It takes lots of hair. And they must have put some like little fake buns underneath because I've tried to do that.
You do. You put donuts in. Haven't you seen those?
They're those like little round things. Yeah. Well, they're called, they're like round things. Yeah, they're sponges.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking like you got to make a run to like, you know, Krispy Kreme or something. I'm like, I don't know how that helps. And I think that would lead to ants. I don't.
No. Yeah. Well, that the sticky icing helps hold everything in place. It works out nicely.
Okay. Well.
I actually tried to wear my hair like that one time. And I was like, and I have pretty poofy hair. And I thought, wow, you have to have a ton of hair for this.
So we've established Chris is a Star Wars geek and Lisa is not quite as much a Star Wars geek.
I am not quite as much, but I might be the hair geek because I know how to do those buns.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah. You have to wear your hair like that in June then. I expect it.
Luckily, it's not a requirement to go to Star Wars weekends that you wear your hair in a bun or a Princess Leia outfit.
You don't even have to dress up, but it certainly helps.
Okay. So what kind of events go on when they do these Star Wars weekends? And is it truly just the weekends? Is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday? How does that work?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. And it's select weekends in May and June. So this year it's the 18th through the 20th of May, the 25th through the 27th of May, June 1st through the 3rd, and June 8th through the 10th.
Okay. And what do they do that's special?
Oh, for the Star Wars aficionado, there's all types of things. And I think we can probably break it down into three major categories and then maybe go through. But to me, it breaks down into celebrities, events, and merchandise.
Let's start with events. Let's do the broad event topic.
Okay. And I guess I'll start and then you guys can jump in or whatever. for events, if you're just looking for events, you know, there's a full schedule of things to do. and ideally, you'd probably want to get to the park about an hour before regular opening time. And then
do you think an hour is enough? And I ask this because I have a client going and, you know, they only have one day to go. When I went last year, we got there kind of late. And I know that was way too late. I think we got there at like 10 o'clock. But, you know, do you think an hour is enough? Because don't they start doing a show in the front, right?
For events, it is. It is,
okay.
Yes. There is a little show put on. The stormtroopers come out. They're up above at the entranceways. And, you know, if you look at them, they'll make comments, you know, nothing to see, move along. And, you know, they'll charge the gate. One year, they charged the gate. And that was kind of cool. But, yeah, if your goal is to see some of the special events, I think you can get there about an hour beforehand and, you know, pick up a park map and a times guide. And look through. If you have kids, you know, 12 and under, young kids, as soon as those gates open, you're going to want to head to the Jedi Academy sign-ups.
That's
very
much
popular.
A mess.
Yes, that is popular.
If you don't get there right away, you're pretty much out of luck because we missed out on that last year. So if that's important, that should be like your main thing you're trying to do that morning is sign up. And just keep in mind that you can't sign up at Star Tours anymore. You sign up right next to Sounds Dangerous. There's like a little sign-up area for
Which
that
is
now.
right across from Indiana Jones, right in that
Yeah.
area there. And in the Jedi Academy, for people that don't know, basically, they select kids for shows throughout the day, and these kids, train with a Jedi master, and then each of them gets to take on Darth Vader. Although I think during Star Wars weekends, it can be either Darth Vader or Darth Maul as well,
Yeah. I'd like to interact with Darth Maul.
He's creepy.
He's so creepy. I
Creepy
almost
dude.
think he's too creepy for little kids.
He probably is.
And then there's
Just one more thing on that is just remember that when you go to sign up, you have to have the kid who's going to do it with you because they will ask, and they're going to ask the kid, can you follow directions and can you do this, that, and the other? So
it's best
Okay.
if your kid isn't real shy
Shy,
and introverted.
scared. And by the way, that 12-year-old limit, there's some wiggle room on that. So if you have a 13-year-old who really wants to go, I'd let him do it
Well,
because
it
I've kids.
says, I'm sorry, it says under 12, so even 12-year-olds are supposedly not allowed.
I've definitely seen some older boys doing it, and it's kind of sweet. So
I've
you're
tried to
never
pass
too old
myself
for it.
off and
Yeah, you're
didn't
the
work.
8-foot 12-year-old.
I just have to say, I think that
It's a pituitary problem.
under 12 is kind of not, I mean, come on. That's sweet if they want to still do
Well,
that.
the other thing for guests 12 and under is for Star Wars weekends only is the Padawan Mind Challenge, where they can test their Star Wars knowledge and appear in front of the Jedi Council. So that's something else they can do. So look for that on the Times Guide as well. There's also
Sorry,
like
Bob, have you
behind,
done that?
yeah.
Have you done that or seen it?
No, I haven't because I again they
Well, I meant,
they
have you
don't.
seen it? Yeah.
No, I
It
don't.
came out wrong, I'm sorry.
He was just standing there staring at all the little kids doing it.
With a camera around my
Hey.
neck, and I don't know why security,
Get out of
get
here. Because I'm
out.
curious, how difficult it is, because you can get really in-depth on the trivia for Star Wars.
You probably
And
could, but I mean, if I was to guess, I would say they couldn't make it,
no, I mean, I
that
would say
hard.
like the average kid can do those, like a kid who's seen the movies, not like a kid like mine who would be like correcting the person giving the test. So, yeah, you don't have to be like a hardcore geek about it.
I don't think they're gonna like quiz you on like the little known characters.
Yeah.
But those are good events for kids. There's also a lot of like behind the scenes talks and things. Like there's one called Behind the Force, which lets you see what went into the making of the Star Wars movies. And then there are at least last year there were talks on the Star Wars television show on Cartoon Network, which is awesome, by the way. If you've never seen that, that is a really, really well done show on Cartoon Network. So they'll do talks on that, and so that's something to check out. And usually there's plenty of shows, and they're spaced out far enough throughout the day that you can actually see a bunch of them. So if events is what you want to do, that's what you want to get to. And then I don't know if it's necessarily considered events or not, but there's also tons of meet and greets with characters, both Disney characters in Star Wars clothing and Star Wars characters that you can meet. They're walking all around the Star Wars area and around the what is that, the backlot area, I guess you would call it. That's where they were last year as
Yeah.
well.
Well, they were even walking in front of like Toy Story Mania. There were some clone troopers
That's true.
out, and who was it? One of the bounty hunters.
Oh, either Boba Fett or
Boba
Jango
Fett.
Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett was out.
So yeah,
So
you'll see bounty hunters, you'll see Chewbacca, you'll
well,
see
and they're going to have Ray Park, which is
Darth.
awesome.
Well, we'll get to that.
Ah,
Get to that. That's under celebrities. Darth Maul. Somebody playing Darth Maul. All kinds of. Major, all the characters of the Star Wars universe, are going to be out there, and they're happy to sign autographs and pose for photos. And of course, Jedi Mickey is always there with his R2-M2 robot, which wears mouse ears, very cute. Donald Duck is a stormtrooper. Princess Leia Minnie is always there. I can tell you that the lines for the Disney characters are always the longest. There's always a huge wait to see Mickey, Minnie, Donald. Goofy is, as Darth Vader with his black flowing cape and no pants. He's just wearing. It's true. He
I
wears
didn't
this.
notice that last
He wears.
year.
Yeah, he
Darn
wears
it.
the red. He wears Mickey boxers that are that have. They're red boxers and they have little Mickey Mouses on them and white Mickey Mouses. So, he's around too. So if characters are your thing, there's ample opportunity. I mean, they're running around everywhere. So you just got to plan to be a little patient and stand in line. But there's lots of opportunity to catch photos with all these different characters. So that's events. Oh, and Hyperspace Hoopla. You got to talk about that, Chris, because you've seen that.
Hyperspace Hoopla is basically a dance-off. And you've probably, if you go to YouTube, you can just search Hyperspace Hoopla. Up until last year, they actually used to hold it on that stage in front of where they do Jedi Training Academy right next to Star Tours. It's a dance-off between the villains and the heroes, basically.
And
And it's
it ends the night, right? It's
yeah,
done
it
at the
ends
end
at
of the
night, and it's incredibly entertaining and fun. Since last year, they actually moved to a stage that's right in front of the big hat, and that's actually a lot better location. Except that there's no sort of there's if you're short, you're just not going to see anything unless you're up front. And I actually held my at the time he was eight, my 8-year-old the whole time. It was really uncomfortable, but it was still incredibly enjoyable and a lot of fun. It's just a dance off. It's lots of music. They play music that kind of the parents are going to like. The kids might not recognize it. It's cute. It's super cute and it's funny too.
Yeah, I mean to see the villains and heroes, Dan the rebels dancing off. I mean
Yeah.
Chewbacca dancing off against the Emperor.
Yep,
just
and Darth Vader comes out and Queen Amidala and it's cute. It's really cute. And
little
it's
bit of
probably to
moonwalking.
Yeah, it's probably one of the highlights of the whole weekend. I mean, the whole weekend is just like a really intense Star Wars thing. You're going to see people walking around in costume. As the night wears on, it is a very drunken night, I think. there's a lot of drinking, a lot of people on the boats coming from Epcot. One night we came from Epcot to Hollywood Studios. We were like, wow, I have never seen it quite this rowdy. But I mean, it's a fun event. It's a fun event for adults or going with
Oh,
your kids.
and while we're talking, just on the little subheading of events, the other one that I forgot to mention is
Was the parade.
the parade, and it's the
Yeah.
501st, Legion parade, and these are strictly all volunteer members. I mean, these are people
Yeah,
that
they
are
weren't
just huge star
drafted.
who were well. I mean, these are just people that are doing it. You know,
They
they're not
weren't
being paid for
forced.
this. Yeah, they weren't
Because
forced. I
it's
mean.
interesting, because sometimes Disney actually does go out into the local community and force people to put on costumes and perform in their parade. So this was volunteer.
I struggled for years to get out of Small World. You know, it's smaller. I mean, they used to chain me up, and it was horrible. I
Was
mean, years. I
awful.
lost
No.
years of my life. You know, and I
You know
just can't get
what?
that song out of my head. No, I mean, the 501st Legion is strictly volunteers, people who aren't being paid for their appearances and things, and they just do this, as a fun thing. And what makes it great is their costumes. They all make their own costumes, and they are incredible. I mean, they're incredibly detailed, and you'll see all kinds of different stormtroopers and guards and sand people and all kinds of just characters that you'll recognize in the parade.
And that parade is usually at around 3, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
And
time
typically goes up
everything.
like Hollywood Boulevard and then turns towards the Star Wars area
And we're
and
talking Disney
heads out.
Hollywood Studios, just,
Yes.
to clarify. Can
Right.
I just say something? I went the first weekend last year, and of course you there were there with Donna, and I didn't feel that it was that crowded. It was definitely not that much more crowded than an average day.
No,
The
and
only
I,
thing I
yeah.
Felt was a little hard to deal with was were the lines for the characters, and not all the characters were had long lines, but like Darth Vader and like you said, like the Disney characters dressed up like Star Wars people were long, so.
Yeah, and I think that's a very good point. People say, well, is it going to be you know, massively crowded in Hollywood studios, do I need to avoid that park if I'm not interested in Star Wars? And I would say no, because if you're not interested, you know, once you get away from that whole Star Tours area, you know, Tatooine traders, you know, the park is pretty much, you know, normal.
The only thing I would say is getting out after Hyperspace Hoopla was a mess. And the park was still open, I think, for 2 hours after that. But a lot of people left after that. And it was just, it was unbelievable. But other than that, I thought the crowds were pretty manageable.
Yeah. No, I didn't think they were bad at all.
I don't know. Do you think it affects the other parks? Because it didn't seem like the other parks were affected by it either.
If it is, I'm sure it probably does, but not enough to make it an impact because of the size. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's people who think, oh, it's you know, Star Wars weekends. I don't want to go there. It's going to be full of Star Wars nerds.
Yeah. You know, well, it was.
You know, which it is. But you know, oh, it's going to be packed. It's going to be shoulder to shoulder. And it's not at all like that. But I think there probably are people. But, you know, you've got three other parks. And when you take those people and spread them out among those three other parks, it's really not that bad. So I don't think it really impacts any of the parks terribly. So, you know, you can't go wrong, but plenty of events.
One thing I will say is if you want autographs, you're going to have to get there really, really early.
Well, while we're talking, okay, if we're going to talk celebrities, yes, definitely.
Yeah, if you want celebrity autographs, you really need to get there super early.
Well, and I think I would say probably by 5 or 6 a.m. And the way this process works is, you know, they'll let you into the parking lot and then people will line up, and there are people that have basically camped out. You'll see them there, and they will hand out, last year it was a fast pass and a wristband, and you have to decide what line, you know, for what celebrity, you know, you want to sign, you know, you want to see and have sign something. Because you're not going to be able to realistically see more than one in a day. And they will go out and hand out fast passes with a return time for you to come back, and that's when you'll get your merchandise signed. And they'll either sign, you know, they have photos, or if you have like a shirt or a hat that you want them to sign, or a Star Wars toy, they'll totally sign that. You know, and the benefit here is, unlike, you know, like Comic-Con or one of those Star Wars events, you know, or those type of events where, you know, Star Wars celebrities appear, they don't charge to sign anything at Star Wars weekends, which is a big draw for people. But yeah, Chris is absolutely right. I mean, they hand out these fast passes, and when they're gone, they're gone.
This is showing my true non-nerdism. At least.
Oh, you're
area.
A nerd.
No, in this area.
Well,
this area.
You know, and
okay.
in defense, well, yeah.
Do you have to pay for an autograph when you go to Comic-Con?
Well, when you go to like Comic-Con or something, yeah, absolutely. They do charge. So that's one of the big draws here. And now, this year, I don't think you have any major celebrities from the Star Wars movies. I mean, Ray Park is Darth Maul, of course, is there. But he's been there, you know, pretty much the last few years. A few years ago, Billy Dee Williams showed up, and he almost never makes an appearance at these things. And supposedly people lined up beginning at like 1 a.m. or earlier. And I've heard that at like 3 a.m., all the fast passes to get his signature were gone. So that's pretty crazy. Before the park even opens. But most people this week, you'll see, you know, for these Star Wars weekends, it'll be 5, 6 a.m. But, you know, they'll give fast passes. And when those are gone, they'll give standby fast passes, which are basically like, you know, if the celebrity still wants to sign, you know, more, you know, and they have time, they'll hang around and they'll take you, but it's not a guarantee. So if there's somebody you want to see, make sure you get there 5, 6 a.m., get in line. You know, the big draw, I think, this year will be the third weekend, June 1st through the 3rd, Jake Lloyd, who played Anakin Skywalker in The Phantom Menace, Episode 1. Not that he's a huge actor, no offense, Mr. Lloyd, but he apparently does not do too many of these Star Wars events. He doesn't go to a lot of signings, so he's kind of rare at these things. But, you know, Ray Park will be there for two weekends, the first and second weekend. Jeremy Bullock will be there the last weekend. He's Boba Fett in Star Wars Episode 5, along with Daniel Logan, Boba Fett in Star Wars Episode 2. So that's kind of cool.
I'm impressed with everything you know already.
I know, Bob.
Yeah, really.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
But no, I mean, it's just, I mean, so if you know, celebrity autographs is your thing, you know, just be realistic about it. You know, they call it, and this is what I guess what we're trying to get across here is, you know, you have these events, you have celebrity signings, you have merchandise. You know, there's a reason it's a weekend, because, you know, you can't do everything. You know, if you're going to do celebrity signings, you're not going to be able to see events. And if you do events, you may miss out on some of the limited edition merchandise. You know, so
yeah,
you kind of have to pick
and choose. I guess you could do both days. You know, you could sort of commit a couple days to it and you'd be okay. But
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so the celebrities you know, are probably one of the biggest draws, and yeah, it's nuts. I would love to have Billy Dee Williams come back. I heard Anthony Daniels was really popular last year too. You know. And it's interesting this year, if you look, it looks like the first two weekends they're kind of doing like some of the villains and heroes, and then like the last two weekends they're more like bounty hunters, you know, type stuff. Kind of an interesting mix. But yeah, I never wait for the celebrity signings, because I don't want to get there at 5 or 6 in the morning and just sit out there. But if you're, you know, a true fan, you know, and it is cool that they'll sign like just about anything. I mean, you who have Star Wars toys in a package, you know, bring them. They'll sign them.
Yeah. Wow. And then you'll see it on eBay.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
See, just a little tangent. I don't understand the whole autograph thing, because, you know, why would I sit there and sign toys or pieces of paper when people are just going to go out and sell it and make money?
Well, I mean, and some will, but and a lot will, and that's probably why they charge at these event at a lot of these events, but they don't charge at Star Wars weekends, because I'm sure they're being quite well compensated. But you know, there are a lot of people who go and want the autographs and just want it as part of their collection. I mean, I would love to get Ray Park's autograph. I've got pictures of him from last year, and he looks so normal without makeup on. I mean, you wouldn't even know it was the same dude.
Yeah, I've seen him interviewed. You really wouldn't. Although yeah. He's kind of a big guy.
Yeah, he is a big guy, but I mean, without that makeup on and stuff, it's like, wow, yeah, you know. So it's just interesting to me. And Billy Dee Williams, I mean, I would love to have met Billy Dee Williams, you know, years ago when he was there. But, you know,
you bring Harrison Ford, I'm there.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Yeah, or
yeah,
Karen
I would
Fisher,
be with you.
No,
one of those guys. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see. But can you imagine the lines? But yeah, celebrities, big draw, plan ahead. And if there's somebody you want to see, be prepared to wait in line early in the morning, you know. And then I think the last part of this is all of the merchandise stuff, you know, that's available.
Do they change the mascot for each year? Because I see this year is Donald.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think last year it was Donald, too. I think the pose is a little bit different. You know, but now if you're just looking for, you know, your event merchandise, your Star Wars weekend merchandise, your T-shirt, your hats, your pins and stuff like that. You know, no need to get there early and stuff. But there is some very limited edition merchandise that if you're basically not there on Friday or Saturday of the first weekend, you likely will not get it. Because, you know, people get there probably an hour, hour and a half before the park opens, and there's usually a line set up for, you know, people that are looking for merchandise, and when the gates open, they head straight to the area set up for Star Wars Weekends, which very cutely named Darth Small. Get it? Darth Small?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
cute. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was cute. I didn't name it. Whatever. You know, I mean, you know, they'll
too late,
buy
Chris.
It. Yeah, yeah. Don't humor me, woman. Patronize me.
Bob.
You know, but yeah. So they'll go and, you know, within the first hour, any of that limited edition merchandise is probably gone, and you'll see it up on eBay. You know.
Wow.
But if you're there, it's like the 40th anniversary. You know what those people did. You know, they
Yeah,
come
that was
in, they
pretty
clean it
crappy.
out, and then that same thing happens with the limited edition merchandise. But if you're just looking, like I said, for the hats, the T-shirts, the this year they've got six Star Wars Vinyl Nation, which are open edition, so they shouldn't run out of those.
Wow,
Any of
you
that
really know
stuff.
your stuff, Bob. It's almost like you're a nerd or something.
I yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And of course, new this year. I like this. There's two new things in terms of merchandise that I really like. A nerd or something. I like that.
Or
or something. Or
something.
something. Yeah.
Can we fill
What's
in the
the something?
blank?
Yeah, please.
Oh, wait, that's a game we can play. Oh,
Fill in.
Bob, do you have a word for this week, by the
I
way?
don't have a word. Nobody's sending in words. Maybe they
Don't
didn't get one.
forget. Okay, I'll think of one and I'll throw it your way. And then you have to work it in naturally in the last 10 minutes of the show.
Oh, great. But yeah,
Pumpkin.
new
Pumpkin.
pumpkin. Great. But yeah, so new this year in terms of experiences, they've got the R2-D2 or the R2 the droid factory, where you could basically, similar to build your own lightsaber, they're going to have build your own droid, you know, and you can make a little bit of, a little droid. I think they're small. I want to say they're like 3 or 4 inches, but you know they're all customizable. So you know you can have them wearing Mickey ears and in different colors, or Yoda ears, or they look really really cool. And then the other thing that I saw, which I'm kind of curious to check out and see exactly what it is freeze yourself in carbonite and have like a carbonite image thing done. You know, like Han Solo did in
I saw that. I'm like, what on earth is this? In the sound studio? Freeze
Yeah.
yourself in carbonite with the D-Tech Me carbon freeze. I can't say this with the right inflection. Freeze yourself in carbonite with the D-Tech Me carbon freeze me experience created especially for Disney parks. This collectible figure retails for $99.95 plus applicable taxes and shipping. Reservations are strongly recommended and can be made through. Made by calling WDW Tech, 407 WDW Tech. But that looks neat.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding is you basically they're basically taking your mold to make it look like a Han Solo and kryptonite or carbonite thing in kryptonite
Wrong
carbonite whatever. Yeah, wrong
series.
movie, wrong series. Yeah, Han Solo and carbonite type thing, and then in 4 to 6 weeks you get your mold, and I'm sure it's not huge like that.
Life size for
Yeah, I'm sure it's not
$100.
life size. Yeah. Well, you
No,
know, it's
it
funny
doesn't
because
say.
I used to work in a mall years ago, and there was a store that sold movie memorabilia, and they had a replica Han Solo in carbonite, and it was $5,000, but it was life size. I don't know what somebody would do with that.
But you can also
Oh,
get a
I
life-size
know.
stormtrooper from
Yeah, they sold one of those too. It was also $5,000.
Admit it, Bob,
Brookstone
you
or
know
whatever it
exactly
is.
what someone would do with one
Brookstone.
of those.
Well,
You probably have it in your closet. You
No,
take it
it's
out
in
and
the middle
stare
of
at
his
it.
living room. No doubt. Don't act
It's
all coy. I can't imagine what someone would do with that.
neither of you will ever step foot in my house or ever see photos of my
You
no.
already invited me over, so knock it off.
Yeah.
We're crashing there for a night before
Please.
our June
And you know what?
trip.
It's not even like we have to listen to him. I mean, Donna would let us in, or one of the Puggles,
That's
or the
true.
Puggle.
The Puggle, yeah, that's
Come
true. The
on
Puggle would,
in.
yeah. Play with me. Feed me. Feed me and play with me.
Rub my belly.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know. If I had a game room, you know, like with a pool table and like a jukebox and stuff, I could totally see putting a Han Solo in carbonite, you know, right up
Notice how he's
against.
got the whole fantasy with the jukebox. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just what
And
a
like
juke.
my collection of shot glasses. Oh, that would be awesome. Sorry, that was my Bob impression. I
That
guess
was
with Steve out
interesting.
of town, you're like the only guy we have to pick on. So
Oh,
I know
nice.
we're going to
Thank
get emails
you.
about picking on Bob. So I just would like to say we all love Bob,
Yeah. Hurry
especially
back,
me.
Steve. Help me.
No.
Yep.
I want to
You
point
got.
out real quick. Sorry. I
Yeah.
love this little power pack that they have for the kids' meals. It's a little R2D2, and it comes with all these little snacky things in it.
That's
I
adorable.
think it's so cute.
Oh, and they also, at least last year, but I've seen them in the Magic Kingdom, so I guess they still have them, the R2-D2 popcorn buckets.
That's what I was going to say. It
Yeah,
looks
they've
like
had
one of
those.
those popcorn buckets.
Yeah, those are so cute. I like those
It's about
too.
that
They're
size,
favorite.
and it's got some goldfish and a cheese stick and a cookie, and it comes with milk, and I can't tell what else. But it's available over at Pizza Planet, Backlot Experience. Backlot Express. I can't read things tonight. I just can't. Studio Catering Company, ABC Commissaire, Catalina Eddie's.
Oh, we just love ABC Commissary.
Ah, yummy.
And Rosie's All-American Cafe.
We love Rosie's, actually.
Yeah, Rosie's is
Rosie's
good.
Is fine. Yep. Nothing wrong with Rosie's, but...
But I mean, but yeah, the whole thing with Star Wars weekends. I mean, it's just. I mean, I think we've all been. Lauren, you've been to this, right? You've been to Star Wars weekends, haven't
nope,
you?
Never.
Never.
Lauren is too cool for that.
No, I'm not. You know, I'm just not. I've never been into the Star Wars thing.
Your husband's not into it?
No, I mean, I like the old movies. I've never seen the new movies.
I See, know. If you had boys instead of daughters, you'd be into it.
No, I have daughters.
Boys are totally into it. Well, but you have a nerdy husband.
No, I was into it before him. I have a nerdy brother. That's my problem.
Okay, yeah.
That's got to be it. Exactly. And kind of a nerdy dad.
It goes right over my head.
Mm-hmm. No, I do like him.
But I think it sounds like it would be fun. It sounds like it would be cool. I would like to do it.
We're going to have to get all the... What is it? It's not a trilogy. It's not a quadrilogy. What is it when there's six?
A six-pack? I don't
know. Yeah, we'll bring the six-pack and...
Oh,
we'll
is it an app?
It's a series.
So we'll bring the...
It's a series,
the whole series, and we'll watch it from beginning to end.
God, that would take a long time.
It would.
Especially since I keep rewinding it for all the Ewan McGregor parts.
Well, you know, realistically, we can start from the fourth movie, because I've seen the first three.
Well, right. Okay.
You mean technically, you've seen four, five, the and last. Six.
Okay, yeah. You know what, Bob? I'm going to impress you. Are you ready?
Yes, impress me.
When number four came out, you know, it comes out and they start showing it at midnight at the theaters.
Mm-hmm. You mean number one.
Okay, well, whichever way you want to look at it, you're ruining my story.
Now you're confusing.
The fourth in the series, but the first...
To come out, yes.
No.
So this is like 1970-something.
No, the fourth to come out, but the first...
Oh, the fourth to come out. Oh, okay. Yeah, episode one. Okay.
So episode one. Man, the story's just blown now. But I was actually in the theater for that midnight showing.
And wasn't it a disappointment?
It was. I was expecting more people to be dressed up, and they weren't. There were a couple people, but...
No, he means the movie.
I mean, don't you want to, like... Don't you want to go... Don't you... I mean, you want to go... To get a fast pass to see Jake Lloyd and, like, you know, chew him out a little bit. Like,
it wasn't his fault.
I mean, if we're going to get into a discussion about the movies, I do think that by far they pale in comparison to the first three releases.
Well, I don't know. I mean, episode...
I actually like them.
I like them, but they pale.
Episode two is not too bad. Episode three, The Revenge of the Sith... Man, that was great. It was
excellent. You know what I don't like about episodes 1, 2, and 3? I don't like, what's that little girl's name? She's adorable. Natalie Portman is so wooden. I just would have liked it if someone else had played that character. And I don't also care for the guy, and I don't know his name because now I forget, the guy who played Anakin. A terrible actor.
What,
I
think it would have been the little boy?
The adult. What is the guy's name who played the adult Anakin?
Oh
God, whatever his name is. Yeah. Hayden Christensen. He's not a good actor, and neither is Natalie Portman, not in that role at least. And I think I felt like they sort of ruined the movie for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Hayden Christensen was Hayden Christensen actually was a terrible Anakin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was kind of
I don't know.
And he kind of did okay in three, you know.
Episodes four, five, and six actually had a little element of humor to them, whereas one, two, and three didn't, right? I mean, they took themselves a little too seriously.
Well, you can't really three, you know, Anakin's being chopped to bits. You know, he kills all those young...
Oh, come on, that's hilarious. It would have been funny if he had gone, "It's just a flesh wound."
Dear you know. God.
Chris, I see a whole new future for you.
Thank you. My 9-year-old is the biggest movie geek in the world. And so that's what I live with, are these like dissecting these movies and comparing, contrasting. Yeah.
But I mean, and this is who Star Wars Weekends is meant for. I mean, if you yourself are a Star Wars fan, if you like the movies, if you have somebody in your family who's a Star Wars fan, you owe it to yourself, you know, if you're going to be there during one of these weekends, to go and check it out and take it all in. But realize you can't do everything. So, you know, kind of pick and choose, I guess. But it is a lot of fun. I mean, all the characters walking around and interacting with guests. And
that's just the people who are dressed up. Oh, you mean characters, like characters. The real characters. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I took pictures last year. There were two women wearing those, you know, dressed like Princess Leia. And there were lots of people who were dressed like Princess Leia, and a lot of people dressed like Princess Leia who had no business dressing like Princess Leia.
Do you know who I was looking for? I was looking for Linda Skywalker. And if you don't know who Linda Skywalker is, she's a local lady who legally changed her name to Linda Skywalker. And she's a big Star Wars fan, obviously. And she's kind of a celebrity at Star Wars Weekend. People get her autograph. They want to get their picture taken with her. And she's as sweet as can be. And but I didn't see her. I was really disappointed, because that's what a nerd I am. I don't even care about the characters. You know, I want to see Linda Skywalker and go, yes. Anyway, well, have you ever met her?
No.
She's a very nice lady. You should friend her on Facebook.
That is pretty cool that somebody would actually legally change their.
She legally changed her name.
I think I'm going to change my name to Skywalker Ranch. It just has a good ring to it.
Yeah. How'd you come up with that?
This is, well, you know, because that's where George Lucas lives, Skywalker Ranch. So when people.
In Lucas Valley,
that shows
me
what I don't know.
So, yeah, but see, so
he
when.
Lives
when
in
people,
Lucas Valley.
So when people call me and I say, this is Skywalker Ranch, they go, oh, I must have misdialed. And then they hang up.
Or they ask you for something like, hey, can I get a tour? And you're like, yeah, come on over.
Come on over.
It's apartment 5C.
And you'll see the carbonite in the corner.
Yeah, the Han Solo. Yeah, and you can rub my pug's belly.
My wife's sobbing in the other room because I'm such a nerd. Oh.
And, you know, if you're lucky, I'll show you my comic book collection.
Oh, boy.
You know what? He actually told me tonight, what did you say, 2,000 comic books?
No, not 2,000. No, I probably, of Amazing Spider-Man alone, I probably have about 300 issues. but you know, that is neither here nor there, and that has nothing to do with Star Wars Weekend. So.
I know, it's just a way of humiliating you.
But yeah, so that is Star Wars Weekend. Totally worth going. Yes, it's hot. Yes, it's you know, it's summertime.
It's very hot.
You know, but it could be worse. You could be walking around in a Wookiee outfit.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
You know, that guy's dying in there. So
well, and by the time hyperspace hoopla happens, it's nice and cool at least. Well, okay, it's not cool, but it's shadier because the sun isn't beating down on you.
And
the,
oh,
just
and
there
and,
early.
And it's totally worth sticking around just to see that.
Yeah, that was really the best part of the whole thing. Yeah. I thought.
I mean, that's you know. 15-20 minutes long, but it's laugh out loud funny. It's great.
Yes. Wow. I actually pulled it up, and I'm going to watch it when we're done.
You'll like it.
It's 30 minutes.
Well, watch the most recent one, because the stage is totally different now, so you don't want to have, you know.
Well, I pulled up 2011.
Yep.
So that's what I'll watch, but it's still 30 minutes.
Wow, I didn't realize it was 30 minutes. Okay. It goes by fast when you're
Trust
watching.
Trust me. I know it's 30 minutes because that was 30 minutes of like my legs in pain holding my kid so he could see. They need
such
to work
a dedicated
on some,
mom.
I know. They need to work on some sort of – and I'm short, right? So it's not like, you know, I'm like holding a small child. I mean, he's almost as tall as I am. And they need to have some sort of like – you know, stadium style, standing, seating, whatever, so that people in the back can see. Because it's really useless to have that kind of nice stage without any kind of seating set up. You know where they should do it? They should do it where Indiana Jones is done.
Oh, that would be
perfect.
Awesome.
Mm. Oh my God, Disney needs to hire me.
And obviously someone needs you as a director as well.
Yeah, Tom Staggs, call me.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to close it off right here. You guys are done.
Yes. I think so.
That's going to wrap up the show for this week. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net, or you can go to iTunes and do it there. You can send your comments and questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. Don't forget to send in your secret word of the day for Bob. And Bob, you had a good 10 minutes. You could have done it. What happened?
Oh, I've got a secret word.
Well, you probably can't say yours.
Nanu, nanu. Well, it's in keeping with Star Wars Weekend, right? Remember, well, Mork for Mork?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay, but anyway, you can send your comments and questions to us at comments@mousechat.net. And please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.
Nanu, nanu.
Ha 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 ha.